Chris Lees is our first guest up at Newcastle. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Did you cop the storms?
No. We've out the cup this morning. Tracks in ideal order here at Newcastle.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, what's the reports on Brave Smash in Dubai?
He settled in really well, Ron. He's a pre-season traveller, so he's doing a light piece of work this morning. Good gallop on Tuesday, so I'm pretty happy with him.
Okay. We'll start from the top. Serene Mish, you said she'd probably need a run first up. She's had 3 weeks since. She's got nice stats for this race, if right.
Okay, I'm not too sure that Chris Lee's line has dropped out. It's just dropped out. Yeah, I've got you now, Chris. Yeah, so around Serene Miss.
Yeah, very happy with how she's come on off that first up run. She loves soft ground, just whether a real testing track second up with only really one run in nearly a year, whether that just finds her out. But I'm really pleased with how she's progressed from that first up run.
Okay, you got Star Reflection. She wasn't far up off in that lead up.
No, she's race fit, tough little mare, loves the ground, so I wouldn't surprise at all to see her run a place.
And you got Miss Q there, you know, it's at a peak now. Will she run the 1200 right out here?
Yeah, I think she was good at 1200 at last start, Ron, and she's another one who's she's performed on heavy ground before, so I expect her to race well.
Okay, Jem Song, how much work has he missed in those last 42 days?
Oh, not much at all, Ron. He just had a skin irritation that we couldn't present him at the races with, so he's done plenty of work. If anything, you know, I think he could be looking for a bit further. So the testing 1200 on the ground, I think, is ideal for him.
Race three, you got Big Duke there. These two runs for you are great. And Wet is a plus, 2400's a plus. He should run well.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, he just raced that little bit closer due to bad gates. He's been out the back of his two runs. So if he gets the right type of run, you know, he's quite capable on this ground. And, you know, I think he'll race very well.
Dorkan's there as well. He's a good tough stayer.
Yeah, he can mix his form a bit. He loves heavy ground, and he's not along riding conservative, but he'll be strong weight.
The Galaxy Graph. He's back from Melbourne. How's he returned home?
Yeah, really well. He's nice and bright. Just panted this morning, pretty fresh. I think his two runs have been very good. He's been exposed the whole time. We consider taking the blinkers off. He just went a little fierce in the new market without cover, but when we considered everything, I think coming back and going around a bit and dropping back 100, we've decided to leave him on. And thankfully, he's come up with a soft gate, which will seem to get a nice bit of cover, and I think he raced really well today.
And you finish with a couple of mares. Caravali, he could run well in a race like this.
Yeah, she's hard to back, I suppose, but she can perform, but she does love soft ground, but although it's question her a bit at Rose Hill records for that great. She's very loves the soft ground. Marcelina, I thought it'd run the other day and a lot really great. She was really good late, but just whether she's up to this grade, we'll find out today.
Okay. Any hopes at Eagle Farm, you know, or Guard of Honour first up there?
I'm going to tip the Guard of Honour, but probably a cautious tip, but it's going very well.
Okay.
Yeah. And what about the two down at Kembla in the Polytrack race, Bastia and the lightly raced Think Free?
Yeah, both of them are in good order. Also, Juventus in the race. Wouldn't be much between the three of them. Bastia does love the ground, but I think it's a pretty open race depending how they handle that ground.
Kembla.
Okay, and you've got a couple of others there. You've got four in the race too, haven't you, anyway?
Turnberry scratched. We'll save him for a while.
Okay, so
Bastia. Juventus.
Yeah, Juventus was the one that I didn't mention. That's there. A couple of them are drawn wide, and Juventus has drawn okay.
Yeah, look, it'll probably be a race to the outside fence by that race, I'd suggest. So I don't know how big a bearing the barriers will have on it, but all three are in good order, and just whoever handles the ground best, I suppose, from my point of view.
And just with Brave Smash, are you going to make the trip there or leave it up to the team that are there?
Yeah, no, I'm going over middle of the week, so looking forward. Should be a good experience.
It should be. Placing the stable and Australian Bloodstock on the world stage, it's going to be hard to beat Blue Point, but he's pretty good and pretty sharp, Brave Smash.
Well, he seems to be racing in good order. If he can maintain the form that he's in, I think he'll be most competitive.
Yeah, we look forward to that this time next week. Good on you, Chris. Good luck today with all of them.
Thanks, boys.